spend any money. Okay, I'll show you. My toolbar I send you, and I've already put the links in here, okay, takes you to this page. Now watch this. Excuse my voice. Business, don't write these down because I'm just going. Business, computer, blah, blah, blah. You can see, you can read. Now folks, they're the kind of things in front of you that you can promote through ClickBank. They've got 9 categories, but they've all got subcategories. So someone in the crowd, or Sarah, pick one of those 9, thank you.
Okay, business to business.
Once you go business to business, you now got education, publishing, web design, you get what I mean? Now the number one thing in that category overall was make up to 11,000 blah 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 on eBay. Earn 75% commission. Now really, I don't care if I make $2,000, but if people want to know how to make money on eBay, and if I'm earning 75% commission, would that probably be a pretty good product to promote to people?
Yeah.
Okay, watch this one. What I do, I click on this first, and I go there, and I have a look, and see how it's got hop equals easy web on the top? Easy web was my link. That's how I get my commission. Okay? Now, look at the headline. This is how I analyse if it's good. How I made up to 11,000 blah blah a month on eBay, and how you can too. Well, that's pretty straightforward. Wish you could find one real legitimate way to make money from your kitchen table, starting table, listen up, in the next 4 minutes I'll show you. Okay, I'm not buying yet. I'll read the book. I'll read the sales letter. There's a little picture. Okay, we know the lady's real. And a lot of people say, oh, but I'm fat, I'm skinny, I'm ugly, I'm this. I don't care, you're real. Guys up the back, if you're talking, can you just go outside while I'm trying to help these guys, please? Okay, now look at this lady. Dear friend, she's used Brett McFall and Alan's approach because it works. And she's number one in ClickBank. So take what works and do it. Are you tired of settling for a few lousy dollars when what you really want is money and an easy way to get it fast? Armin was talking about that. Okay, I'll go down there. There you go. She's put a name and email, and I know it already goes into one shopping cart, Autopilot Riches. I know that. Okay, blah, blah, blah. She's got Joe Vitale giving you a testimonial, step by step, blah, blah, blah. That kind of thing is she's got a lot of testimonials, people's pictures. Okay, there you go. 100% satisfaction guarantee. She's even written you a personal guarantee she's scanned. So do you think that, and she shows you on different pages what you'll learn. Okay, well, that's something I would promote, honestly. Okay, go down here, here's how to order, blah, 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 PayPal, anything. So, I mean, she's giving you every way to order it. Click here now to download your copy, and you get it straight away. Janice Smith, author, blah, blah, blah. P.S., here's my book. Okay, we go down even further here. Support, affiliates, make money. Well, that's a pretty good thing. I'd actually do that. So, you want to promote that one, and I'll imagine you've never gone to ClickBank, you don't even have a clue how to do it. First thing we do, of course, is click on earn 75%, because that's what we want to do. Okay, follow me so far? Click on that next to it. It'll open a window. Now, what it says here, to just remember, I've already gone to ClickBank and I've gone sign up, and I've clicked on the link, write my details, pay checks to David, blah, blah, blah. Then they give you a little username and password. Well, my one in this case was EasyWeb. Okay, what I say to you here, to refer a customer, send them to this domain name. There you go. So what I've done here, folks, I get that link, I just copy it, I right-click on it, copy. Was that hard so far? I highlight it, right-click, copy. I go into 123 Web Editor, or, okay, Front Page is open. I don't use Front Page anymore because I had a few little ups and downs in that. I like Mark's little program. Okay, I go into here, design. I shut this. Imagine that's your page, and imagine we've written a great deal. Here's this, and imagine it's all done. I now go in, and I say, make money fast. Okay, for example, all I do, I highlight that because I'm not going to say click here to buy this lady's book. I mean, hello, I'm not going to write make money fast too, but I'm just trying to show you. I highlight that, I go up the top where it's a link, right, down the bottom where it says address, I go control V or paste. Okay, I just paste it in the address bar there. Okay, I press OK, and now my web page looks like that, for example. And so I've written, oh, folks, I just went across the web and I found a really good way to make money fast on eBay. Click make money fast and you'll go to the site. What have I had to do there? I've just copied and pasted the link. That's all I've done. Okay, go into here, click on that, and watch what happens. It'll go straight to this lady's site. Have I had to do the banner? Have I had to do the text? Have I had to write the book? Have I had to do anything? I've had to do nothing. So all I do, I go in, research ClickBank. Oh, when you leave it, I'd take a week or two, forget the money. just really get your head together. The first 2 weeks of my calls, I said to Sarah, what I do, I don't do any calls. First 2 weeks. I send you reports and everything to really get your head in the right space. And then I ask you, okay, what do you want to achieve? What, where are you at? What level are you at? Where are you stuck? What do you want help with? Then I get them all, put them into a manila folder, and then I'll ring you one-on-one over Skype. And I'll say, okay, Sarah, this is where you're up. On the first couple of calls, do you mind if you just chill out a bit because you know that stuff? The gentleman up here, Martin, you've done this. You know, so then I know my people, and when you talk to me, I pull out a manila folder, I know exactly what you've talked to me. When you send me an email, 99% of the time, as I said to Sarah and them at the bar, and I said to Steiner, I don't answer them because I get way too many now. But what I do, I collect them all, put them all into a folder, and then on my calls, listen guys, for the first 20 minutes, I'll tell you what we're going to cover. We're going to cover every single question and answer I've been asked by my group this week. Sarah asked me this. If they're personal things, of course, I'll do one-on-one. But if they're things I think that people in the group will learn, is that good to teach? Now, so those are things I say about ClickBank. Now, what I also say to you here, folks, have a look at this. You can go through all of these, and what I say, just open Notepad or open Microsoft Word or something, go in business to business, eBay link, thought it was good, click the link. Next one, industrial, web design. You can actually make up a page, a one web page, just a thing on Blogspot or something. Here's my business to business great tips I found, top 10 ebooks. Here's one on cooking I found. And in my pack, if you actually join up, you get a stack to promote anyway, so don't promote that. Promote your own, because you're getting 100% profit. But what I say to you folks, you know, I raked in $436,000. That's been on there for about a year and a half, Roslyn Gardner. And I mean, Roslyn Gardner's got an awesome affiliate book. Now, who wants to know, for example, they've seen Tom do all the stuff the first night, and they think, yeah, but how do I actually collect names and emails and actually send out an autoresponder on my list? Does anyone want to know how to collect those? I'll show you something. I'll go in to autopilotriches.com or one shopping cart where Martin and I used to work and we ran the show for Rob, one shopping cart pilots Autopilot Riches. Ted bought his own private label. A couple of other people have got private labels. It's about 15 grand American to buy your own private label. And I'll tell you something, it's the best 15 grand American if you ever want a business. See me or see Martin because it's a brilliant business to do. You know, I'll show you this for a minute. I'll go to one shopping cart, which again, of course, is still Autopilot Riches. I'll go log in. I'll use my account live in front of you. Imagine this, and I'm talking hypnosis now. Imagine this. You've gone home, you've turned on your computer, or you've gone to an internet cafe, and you pull up autopilotriches.com. You click on member login, and you now are addressed with, please type in your username and password, which you get sent in a week's time after you sign up. Okay. I'll put in my one here, David Kavanagh, my password, I put enter. I don't click remember me because if anyone gets my computer or anything like that, of course they get into my account. Now you'll see marketer's choice, and especially if you're in an internet cafe. I go to, if my computer doesn't work or in my room, I'll go to the internet cafe in Thailand, but I never click because otherwise people can open a browser and get back into my files. So please never do that. Now, welcome back David Kavanagh, okay? Now what I'll say to you folks, now Sarah, it was doing hypnosis sessions. She's very talented what she does. So I'll just pick that as a subject because that's what I'm passionate about. And again, on the first few calls I do some mindset training. Because if you're not in the right frame of mind, the right mindset, correct me if I'm wrong, you haven't got to focus on where the hell you're heading. Okay? Sarah's all lovely about it. I just talk very direct about it. Okay? She's nice. I sit down and say, imagine this! No, seriously, folks. All jokes aside. I wasn't lying to you. I make more commissions than most of the people on the web when it comes to affiliate programs. Look at that, client count. I've now got 1,884 people. That's all I got. I had 15,000, but I culled them down, got rid of all the people that didn't buy, didn't respond, didn't do anything. Compared to guys, oh, I got 80,000 lists. I'll tell you the truth. Have a look. You show me. Rob, because I promoted so well, he's given me a 100,000 client base limit. I've got 61 affiliates. He's put me to expire at 2010. You know, I've signed so many people up to this shopping cart and e-commerce system, and I use it. I'm showing you myself I use it. Now, imagine you're using 123 Editor. Imagine you use Front Page, whatever you're using, okay? Sarah has come up to me and said, David, I'd like to promote my new hypnosis relaxation CD. Can you show me in Autopilot Riches how to actually put it live to the web to take money to get into PayPal or to put into Worldpay or whatever? Okay, I'll show you. First of all, of course, once you've gone in, there's tutorials on the left-hand side. And I'll do a full thing on Autopilot Riches, but this is the main thing, apart from everything I've shown you today, that I actually make my money. Because I'll tell you the truth, I get paid a commission off Rob and Ted to actually promote this. That's all I get. Every speaker speaks once, but I do it twice just to show you because I know the system backwards, and Martin and I worked in the office. We see the support staff. We see that. Mate, those guys work triple time to really help you. Now, Sarah's come up to me, and imagine I've already clicked on cart setup and I've said, yeah, when I take money, link it up to my PayPal, blah, 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 and stick this banner. Okay, I've done that part, and I've filled in all my name and email, my address and all that first. Okay, I now want to add a product, because if you haven't added a product, well, you haven't got a product link to be able to click on to actually make some money. Follow me so far? We need to add a product into our shopping cart. Product, and then add product. Okay? Is that easy so far? We've just clicked on product, we want to add a product. The product name is that how you spell it or without it?
Yeah,
Sarah's new hypnosis CD, for example. And I mean, I was wrong the other night because I said, oh, that's just for your thing, but Ted did correct me. I mean, you need to really put Sarah's new amazing hypnotic relaxation. It is a good seller. I was like half asleep when I got here because I just got off a plane. But Ted was right in correcting me there. And that's one thing I should have addressed. Product description, you really want a good product description. Product code, that's optional just in case you want to export it to QuickBooks or whatever. Okay, say for example, Sarah is very talented what she does and she sells it at $100 American. Now, don't worry about categories. We can add it to categories. We can do this. Now, that's cool. All I do now, I've just put the description, the price, and I just put save and edit. That's all I've done. Now, do you follow me so far, folks? Okay. If I was to go across to this link now and press test, now there's two ways. We've got two links we can actually, and we just cut and paste those two links like I just showed you a minute ago. First one is a regular buy me link. The second one's a one click. What the difference is, if I press test here, watch this. Okay, I've actually chucked up a banner, and that's the banner I've told the card. Every time you bring it up, chuck that banner up, okay? Sarah's new hypnosis CD, bang, checkout, or continue shopping, or clear the shopping cart. Does that look pretty professional? And I've had to do nothing. I just inserted a banner. Okay, I'll show you something. That's one way to do it. Now, the second way, if I go to this one, is if you've only got one product in your whole site, because there, continue shopping, I want them to buy more. But if you've just got a one-page sales that are one thing, that's all, I put the one-click link. So it goes test, excuse me, then bang, straight in, there's your details. You fill them all in, Sarah's new hypnosis, place order. How hard was that to get a sales page, an order page, folks? The system does it for you. Okay, now, what happened, and it says, I authorised David Kavanagh to charge me, I further, blah, 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 agree to David's business terms and all that kind of stuff, which I place on my site. These are my terms. If you buy, I give you 30 days money back or whatever. Okay, watch this, folks. I now say, correct me if I'm wrong, a lot of people will use that system just for that, and they'll make their money tenfold if they really, or 100-fold if they really promote it. But what I want to do, Tom sent them to, instead of sending them to direct to that, he'll send them to an order page. Congratulations, you bought this, but didn't you know if you click this, you can go. So he's kind of put a middle page in before he gets to actually that page. Or, for example, you can have a pop-up coming up. What I say to people, imagine that's the only thing you're selling, okay? But then, a later time down the track, Sarah wants to put out hypnosis CD number 2 for advanced students. And I've got that person's details in my database, but I think, oh, yeah, but hold on, which one actually bought the hypnosis CD? Because they've been chucked in there. So unless I tell the system to add them to a hypnosis folder, that I wouldn't have a clue who's bought it. I know they're in the system, but I don't know who the hell's actually bought that CD. You follow me? Okay, so what I do, I'll get that link, and I'll actually cut and paste it just in a notepad. I'll keep it and say, my link to add to order is this, and I cut it and paste it. Okay, what I do now, I shut that bit up, and I go to auto responders. Now, Cliff and the boys at One Shopping Cart and Autopilot Riches hate me saying this, but does everyone know what an autoresponder is? Hands up if you do. Hands up if you don't. Okay. They hate me saying this, but I'll try and put it in simple, stupid terms and tell me if you can understand this way. If you've got a folder and a filing cabinet at home and you've got letters to send out, filing cabinet, folder, which is a manila folder with a whole stack of letters. Imagine this. Online, you've got an autoresponder folder, like your manila folder, with a whole stack of emails you want to go out day 1, day 3, day 10 that you've written in advance. And so that's an autoresponder series. So instead of having letters, we've got an email. And the autoresponder, as soon as they're bought, it's an automatic response. Boom, it'll be chucked out. So you do the hard work up front, yes, But then you can be sitting on the beach or in bed, because different time slots, people from America, and as soon as they buy, not only do they get a receipt saying you bought this, they get your order responder say, hey, this is Sarah here, how you doing? You get what I mean? So it's a more personal thing. Did you know the people who buy the hypnosis CD also usually go back and check out this one? You get what I mean? So you can really try to upsell. If you're just doing a one product, one page, one this, you haven't got a business, you've got a promotion. True? But if you upsell and then say, congratulations, there's one thing I didn't put on my page. There's a lot of bonuses and I didn't even tell you, but I want to give you these three links for free. Click on this page to download CD2. People go, wow. Are they going to remain a client with you forever? You think, gee, I bought one CD and she sent me a second one. I didn't even know about it. So those bonuses. So the order responders really to me are like silent little salesmen helping you get extra sales. So I want to now, and notice, allow multi-subscribe. I put no. Because say, for example, someone subscribes to your list and you've got day one, I want this to go out to them, day three. And you say, dear John, 3 days ago. Well, of course, you know, the system knows he was there 3 days ago and day three it sends it to him. But what happens if he goes back, puts his name again? I don't want him getting day one's emails again. I'm thinking, oh, dear John, I'm thinking, what? I make my emails most of the time look so one-on-one that people say, oh, Dave, I like that email you sent me yesterday. I go in the system, check where he's up to. I think, oh, yeah, that's right. I don't know which one I've sent him. But the thing is, I try to think I'm writing one-on-one. Dear, and it lets you put first name. Dear Sarah, thanks for actually placing your order today. It's really great. If you ever need anything, give me a call. Congratulations, David. People don't know that's an autoresponder half the time because I make them feel short and sweet that I'm there and I care, because I do. Okay, the only thing I can't stand with people on the internet, if they write and they've got 20 things to ask you and they send you 20 emails with one question on each. Now, that to me is not logical. You get everything together, and the same as if you join up on my course. What I want you to do is get 20 or 30 questions, put them into one email, and then I'll take a day or two answer, and then get back to you instead of going through 20 different emails. Isn't it? You know, can you see the logic? I mean, if you were me being a coach, would you want to answer a person 20 times? It is pathetic. You're paying me for coaching and mentoring, yes, but you're not paying me to be your slave. You know, I cannot guarantee how much you earn. I'm not guaranteeing that you're not going to send me 50 emails. I can't address all that. That's why I put them on my calls. Now, watch this. I now want to create a new autoresponder that captures all those names for Sarah, even though they're already in the database, but put them in a hypnosis folder so I know who they are. Okay, watch this. Create new autoresponder. I go into here, and it says autoresponder name. Now this, the public never see, only you. So I'll put my hypnosis CD. And there's one thing I didn't tell you in my presentation. I know you spend money here, and I know all those kind of things. If you decide to go ahead with Stephen Pierce's package, I've made an agreement, even from the stage with Stephen. If you get his and you get mine, we will do a 6 to 8 week program, intensive, him and I, which is $2,000's worth, because that's what we were going to do our next course together. We'll throw that in for free for you as well. Okay, that Stephen and I are going to do for... But bear in mind, we'll have to look at his time slot, mine and yours. You might have to get up sometimes at 1 in the morning of that, but we'll do it for free. If you can't get on the call, we'll record it, and you can listen to it later. But sometimes, Alex Mendoza did a 4-hour call in Canada. I got up at 3:30 in the morning with a cuppa and I put on some little slippers and that was a bugger and I'm not miss. If you're really serious about a web business, you'll get up at 3 in the morning. Believe me. You know, stuff EastEnders. You know, okay, my hypnosis CD. It says now, if the person ever unsubscribes, do you want to put them on another autoresponder? My answer is no. If they want to leave, let them leave. Really. Because I don't want to send another one back because people get really cranky. I've just unsubscribed and you've stuck me on another list to unsubscribe. Okay, from email address. So just for this case, I'll put Sarah at, for example, sarah.com. Of course, you'd have a website. Anytime you're stuck, you run your little cursor over the red and it'll bring up different things for you and it'll tell you. And on the side over here, it's got 18 hours of tutorials, voice tutorials. You can click and listen. It'll teach you every little part of the program, okay? Now, so what I'm saying, when the people have ordered my little CD that Sarah's now put in the add to products, I want to chuck them in, I want to send the system, send out receipts, but I also want to stick them in a little folder called my hypnosis CD. And if you are writing an email, it's coming from Sarah at sarah.com and from name, Sarah Hypnosis, whatever. Okay, it's shareable. Well, I don't want to share it with everything else, just want to leave it. And I want to push save. Now watch what the system will do now. It's actually made that folder, madam, for you, and now it's saying, do you want to actually put the letters inside? Do you want to put the emails? day zero up here means as soon as they've ordered this product, add them into that folder, but straight away day zero, send this autoresponder I'm about to write to these people. And then once you press save, you go day two. This goes out 2 days later, day six. And you can have unlimited ones. You know, Brett with his scrapbook, he's got, I think it's about 18 ones over like a 4 month period. Brett writes them once. Yeah, it's a pain in the bum writing it once. But after you've written them, how many times do you have to do it? You can only go in and just edit them. You see? So do you find that a lot easier manually going and doing it? Okay. Now watch this for example. Subject line. Thanks for your comments, Dwayne. Or whatever. That's what I do to my group. I've got people on my group that I write comments to. I write hi, first name. And it knows it because he's typed his first name in when he's ordered. So hi, Sarah. Or hi, John. Or hi, Martin. Thanks for going ahead with such and such. Blah, blah, blah. Anything you need, here's my number. Give us a call. I go in there now. And then, for example, I can even click on spam assassin to see if any of the words will trigger off spam machines. You might have to change a few. And then I press save. So now what I've done, I've added a product, I've got the folder, and I've written one autoresponder. Of course I'm not going to use that. But imagine this as well. You can also have affiliates to sign up, and you can have sign up here now for your 10-week free affiliate course. And all they are autoresponders, 10 little sequences that you've written day one, day two, day four, to train your affiliates how to sell your products. For people in an office or in a business, like the gentleman said with project management, you look at that logically. How much is your staff member? Say they pay $300 or $400 American for a staff member as an 18-year-old who doesn't even do a job or his job half the time. You get home and do a bit of work yourself, and that's better than any staff member because you are guaranteed that's going to go out on time every time exactly how you've written it because you've done it. That's better than, and you'd pay a staff member $300-$400 a week. You see? And this whole system, if you decide to go ahead, I think Rob's offer is about, for a couple of years, £800 of that. But it's nothing. You can make that back so easily. Now, watch this. For this, imagine now I think, I only want one message. Later on, I'll go in day two, day 10, whatever. Okay, what I want to do, I want to collect the name and email of the people who have bought that. So, for example, I go back to the products, and I say, I collect the product. I look at the product. What was it called again? Sarah's... I'll go page two. No, I've just done a lot of test stuff here, so I'll have to find... Sarah's new hypnotic CD, right? There you go. Edit. I want to edit this one. So you can go back and change your prices any time and that. There's the things you looked at before. Now, what I'm saying to you folks, go right down the bottom. I don't worry about shipping because it's a digital product, for example. Your CD could be an MP3 they downloaded. It doesn't have to be actually on the physical CD. That could be your CD. Record it live to the web. Okay, watch this here, folks. I look on the right-hand side here for... Where is it? Where is it here? Can't find it. Oh, autoresponder. Once they've bought this, I'll actually add them to... Where is it? My hypnotic CD. Get what I mean? Added the product, done the autoresponder, written the autoresponder, and now I'm adding the autoresponder to the product. You see? And then I go down the bottom... And if it's a digital product that you've written a PDF or it's an MP3, you press browse and it'll actually upload it as soon as they order and the credit card's approved, it'll send it out to them. You don't even have to send it out. You see? And if you've got licenses, you've got 20 or something, you can press upload digital, you can put 20 and it'll calculate as soon as it gets to zero, no more sales will go through for you. You see what I'm saying? Now, I'll go right through this on Sunday with you, but watch this, save changes. Now, folks, that there now, you can add that link, forget the name and address for a minute, you can add that link to your page, and there's your product, already sold, commissions, already your receipt sent out, and already you've added them to a folder. Does everyone follow that kind of part? Now imagine now I wasn't using it for that, and I just want to collect it, and I'll call it Sarah's new CD, free information, whatever. I've added them to an autoresponder, and I want to paste that code on the front to get them chucked into that folder. Okay, I now close that bit. I go to custom forms, because when they fill in that thing, it is a form, even though it's only a name and email. Watch this, folks, very carefully, because this is how you make your money on the internet. Name, of course I want their name, and email is always required. Now, if they put a wrong email, I don't care, because they're not getting the stuff sent back to them. So they think, I'll put ddd at ddd.com. That's fine. I say, thank you very much for order. Please check your email. They go, oh, geez, try to put in a bodgy one. So I never give him the download page. I just say, thank you, you've now got an autoresponder in your box. So he has to go back and put his right one, otherwise he doesn't get the information. And I go back later, look at all the DDDs and that, and just delete them all. Okay, I want their name, I want their email, that's all I want. And now I say, next step. Now, there's extra fields. Where did you hear about us? How did you do this? What colour do you like? You can ask that and define it yourself. But what I do, I just want to get their name and email. That's all I want. Thank you URL. Once they've filled in their name in the email, it'll send them a page. Thank you very much for filling these details in. You can write up a thank you page yourself, or Autopilot Riches and One Shopping Cart will give you a thank you page. Click here to continue. Okay, it's up to you, and you can paste in. Subscribe to an autoresponder. Okay, yeah, in this case, we wanted it to go into Sarah's, where are we? My Hypnotic CD, for example. Send form values by email. Do you want an email copy with a form posted by your client? Every time someone signs up, do you want to know about it? Yeah. Allow them to multi-subscribe? No. Because once they've already subscribed, I don't want them getting the day one 3 days later. Does everyone follow that so far, folks? Okay. Create the form. That, see all this Google gash here in front of you? Okay, this here, I'll go across for a minute. This here, forget what you know and forget what you don't know for a second. All I do, I go into here and I grab it all, I highlight it, I go, copy, follow that. I open up front page or I open up the 123 editor if you're on my thing. I add a new program but it doesn't support an old version. Whatever. Okay, and what I do now, folks, I write my whole stack of copy and I say, hey, your privacy's assured and I'm never going to spam you, I'm never going to do this, here's my picture, here's my audio, and I say, right, that's my cursor flashing, that's exactly where I want the name and email field. So, look at the bottom, and you get the same thing with 123 Editor. I click on code, see where it's flashing, still? See it flashing just after that, before that P, slash P? See there? Okay, all I do now, I just right-click my mouse, I press paste. It'll put it all in there for you. I now go back to design. There you go. How easy was that? And if you have a look at your web page now, bang. I go in there now and I put, okay, my name. Imagine you've got Sarah's buttons and Sarah's this and put in for the free newsletter and all that. David Kavanagh. And my email is david@davidkavanagh.com or whatever it is. I'm just doing this for a test. And, of course, you've got pretty pictures and you've got your lovely copy and you've got it all centred and you move it over, whatever you want. And I press submit. You'll now go to my thank you page, or Sarah's in her case. Thank you. Your form has been successfully submitted. Blang. It'll go back and it continues back to wherever Sarah's told the system she wants them to go. So you can send them back to your catalogue page. Now, for example, if I go to my emails now, I'll have new contact, david@davidkavanagh.com. I go back to the system, Autopilot Riches, I look at autoresponders, and in the My Hypnosis CD folder, should there be one contact already added in there? Watch this. I go down to Hypnosis. My Hypnosis, sorry, where is it there? I'm trying to see it all here. Can anyone see it? Oh, there it is. There you go. Please notice up the top, messages in series, unique clients, how many removed? Okay, I've had $4.99, but I've got 15 removes. Well, so what? You're bound to get someone. I used to freak out, but now I don't, because if those people can't relate to my way of thinking, they want, that's fine. I don't mind in the least, because I think, well, maybe they'll sign up with Armin, or maybe they'll go with Sarah, or John, or Jane, or someone. So that's cool. What I'll do now, I just want to find out my unique clients. Okay, so I go down here to my hypnotic CD, or my hypnosis, David Kavanagh. How easy, did you have to form this database? Now I go down the bottom, I can export it if I want, I can send a broadcast, I can delete this person, I can unsubscribe them. If I want to find anything, or if I get David Kavanagh on the phone, I can click on his name. I can now find where he lives, because I've already filled this in before, so it's pulled my details out of the database. He's already a customer, because I actually bought something off myself to test it. Okay, I can say, oh listen Dave, while I've got you on the phone, what's your home phone? Fill it in. I can go here, I can say, oh listen, do you want to be on my mailing list? Yes, no. Do you want me to remove you? Okay. I can go to here. Go down the bottom. Whoops. Yeah, good on you. I can go down to this part. I can add him to another autoresponder series if he wants to. Oh, listen, do you want to hear about my tips? Yeah, okay. Boom. I'll add you on. I'll go down here. Any new comments? Yeah, Sarah told me such and such on this date and she wasn't happy with this, so I refunded the product. Or she wanted an extra bonus and wasn't happy, so I threw in two for her just to help her out. Okay, save changes. Is that not like your QuickBooks and everything all in one? That's your whole system. And I can not even have a computer with me, go in the middle of Thailand or something, log into an internet cafe and do my whole thing just online, and that's your system. You don't need anything. And Rob virus scans, he's got 12 computers, he's got backups, he's got everything. Now, say for example now, you guys sign up to my list. What I do, what I do when I go home, folks, I'll show you this one here. See, World Internet Summit business cards. I made up an autoresponder, and when actually people gave me their business cards, I made an autoresponder, typed in their name and email, and said, thank you very much. You gave me your email, or an autoresponder, at the event. If you want to remain on my list, click this link, thanks. See? And the system did it for me. So say, for example, I've added you to, I want to broadcast to every single person, I want to send an email to every single person that signed up for Sarah's newsletter. I go broadcast. Okay, I now go into this part here, folks. I'll show you. I say, I'll pull this across. I can either say I want to select an autoresponder list to send it to, or I want to send it to my entire database, every single person. I'm not even worried. So if I want to send an email about my new release CD that Sarah's just done, I go, okay, my hypnosis CD. Whoops, I'll stuff that up. My hypnosis CD. Okay, then I go across here and I say, when to send immediately, or you can, if this is in American format, so you put month, month, day, day, put your name, your email, your subject, you write it, you press broadcast, and the system sends it out to every single person on list, that list for you. Now, if you're training affiliates, you can go, send it to my entire client database, send it to my prospects, send it to my customers, send it to my affiliates. Is that an easy way, honestly, to send out to 1,800 people in one go? So now, when Ted said, listen, can you help Steiner, I just go, broadcast to, entire client database, dear so-and-so, hey, I'm at the World Internet Summit UK, this is my link, check it out, $27, blah, 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 it's a really good thing, send. And it picks every single person. But if I want that just to go to the people in the UK, please notice with my things, I've actually got World Internet Summit free bonus coaching, they're the people I just send links to, okay, because they don't get live calls to me. If I want World Internet Summit Australia sign-ups, World Internet Summit Nashville, even though I spelled it wrong, you know, and now I'm going to have like a World Internet Summit UK list. So if I just want to write to the people here for a UK thing that I've researched, I just pick that one. But if I want to write to everyone, I click on entire cloud database. But what I think to myself, folks, I wanted to try and show you this because this here, I write heaps of them. You know, look at this, Derek Franklin one. For example, where was the Derek Franklin one I saw here? Here we go, this one. Well, tonight's telecast with David Kavanagh. I can go back and check it. And watch this. I can pull up. Anyone said, oh, but you didn't send it. Well, I can go back any time I want and go into here and say, okay, you know, well, here we go. Dear so-and-so, David, with a very short email. Tonight's call, approximately 30 minutes, will not be 60, as there's no need for a 60 at your stage of training. By now, you should have downloaded this, this, this. See how direct I am with them? You know? And then, as I've mentioned on the last few calls, I'm moving forward with or without you from now on. Many people request to do this, so I'm implementing it. That's how straightforward I am in my emails. And great, Jeff knows this, and all the guys know this. Now is the stage for all my students to be accountable for their own actions and start implementing exactly what I teach on my calls and videos. The reason tonight's call will be short is because I want to show you what you need. No use talking. I'll send you some videos to walk you through it, so to speak. So this is the time. That's it. Works out to be whatever. Blah, blah, blah. Make sure you check it out. This is from David. Is that straightforward to the point? Sometimes it offends people, but I don't care. I'm doing it to, because what's the use of me, like in a few weeks' time, the first intro call, we might just introduce each other, we've got all these people, it might only last 15 minutes. It's no use of me hogging up your time if I really don't need to talk. Now, I'll show you something, folks, just to show you if you decide to go ahead with my offer or that to you. I could tell you anything from a stage, but what I will say to you, folks, is you go into my forum, because I give my members a forum to go in and log, and they help each other out. You actually read what some of the people have written on my forum. I don't write that. They do. Okay? Jeff's actually written a few things. I go into here, Crystal. Okay, the last one. Watch this. Okay, people have written about Amazon affiliate links, trouble with download, links for the past call, any chance of a site review, please, David. Have an ebook in Word. What next? Difference between ClickBank. Ben Waldeck says a big hello. Welcome aboard the forum. Is that nice things that you get to be a member of and you can just help? Okay, have a look at this. Amazon links. Okay? Amazon affiliate links. People, Colin wrote a thing in here. Where is it? Okay, I'm aware of the... I don't know what's happened, I'll be. Where are the changes, blah, blah, blah. Crystal, look at this. I'm afraid I can't help, but blah, blah, blah. Other people are helping each other on my forum. And then, my apologies, Colin, go in here. Look, Colin, I feel I know what you're talking about, but listen how direct I am. Can you write exactly what it is you need, and I'll come back to you with a precise and concise information that you need to help you with the question. I really want to help you, but I don't know exactly what you mean. Maybe I'm going crazy. Looking forward to your reply. I'm off to the UK, my replies will be nil or slow. I'm really honest with my group every time from now on, because if I'm sick for a week, I'm not having a call, I'll tell you. If I am, I'll add it on next week. I think people appreciate honesty. Okay, so if I go here, look at this. hey, Crystal, thanks so much for that, blah, blah, blah. My team actually go in now, and they really do, as you can see, help each other. So if you decide to come aboard my things, help each other out too. If I can't be in there for a week, you know. Okay, watch this. Trouble with downloads. Watch this one. I just want to show you a few little things just so you can really see what's going on here. Mandy wrote something. Hi, David, I'm having trouble downloading some of the softwares you put on the site. Well, that's cool. I want to know about it. Okay? All I can think about is your speed. The connection plays a big... I'm sorry I can't get your fast connection. Maybe try an internet cafe or, you know? I'm trying to be honest with the person. That's a great idea if there's one around here. She's in the middle of the country. And what I put, your dedication, what makes it? She needs to go and drive there. But what I say to people so much, folks, is really to go out there. Where is it? There's one that she wrote to me here. Have an e-book in Word, what next? Okay. Hi, everyone, and great work, David. I have a Word document on my first e-book and will soon become my first website, which I'm hoping to create with Site Builder. 85, does anyone know of Camtasia? You see, are these newbies? That's what I want to teach you. Okay, look at this Crystal. She's doing a bit of web, so she's going in actually helping people on my forum. Okay, I went in and wrote something. Great to see it. Look what I did. Do your homework first. Find a topic, passion, niche. Record all your thoughts on a tape recorder. Put pen to paper. Put your words and pen into Microsoft Word. Go over it. Make sure it's laid out properly. Go to create PDF. Well, I give you one now. Okay, use jaws.pdf. Once created, it's time for marketing, but that's a different topic. Hope this has helped you. You see? And then I got a little thing down the bottom. Where was it? I put what you're doing is excellent because she came back, sent me an ebook and that. You see what I mean? That's what I mean. My support I'm giving you, I'm going right into some of this stuff and really trying to help you out, folks. And there's one, links from the past calls, I think. There was one that even Crystal wrote in. Where is it? Look at this. Thanks, Steve. It still amazes me that with everything on your plate, you still find time to log in and deliver us even more. You see what I'm saying? So that's what I'm saying. I will dedicate myself and I'll help you, but I need you guys to actually let me know what you want, how you want it, where you're headed. I had Arby. Arby taught me a good thing when I was in Pattaya. He said, I want to make a dollar on the internet. And I didn't know where he was going, but it taught me something. A lot of people just want to know how to make the first dollar. Once they make the first dollar, they can make more. Folks, we're about to get kickstarted again. Sorry I've taken up a bit of your time, but I hope that's helped you a little bit more, okay? Talk to you soon, guys.
Yay, David Kavanagh.
Do I get paid extra for this?